This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your insecurities are defining you. Your insecurities are fully defining you because you are letting that happen. I'm sorry to break it to you, but there's no better time than the present right now to start, because it's always going to be one thing after another that you're going to find about yourself that's not enough to start the thing you want to start. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're back with another solo episode. Last week we had Enrico on, the founder of Peace Out Skincare. They're really known for their pimple patches and their skincare infused hydrocolloid patches. So that was an amazing conversation about more of the business side, how he grew the brand and all of that. And the week before that, we talked about turning your insecurities into your superpowers, and I've kind of been on a roll of like this type of topic. So today I really wanted to discuss a topic that I'm very, very passionate about, which is also about insecurities, but it's the fact that your insecurities do define you. And I know you might be thinking, Lavinia, I came here to feel better myself. What do you mean my insecurities define me? All I'm trying to do is learn how they don't define me. And this is the catch, is your insecurities do define you if you let them. And that's really what I want to dive into today, about how a lot of us are letting our insecurities control so much of our lives, control our identity, how we see ourselves, and ultimately letting that be how the world sees us because we're letting our insecurities define who we are as people. And I'm here to tell you, like, I'm going to tell you straight up, there is no sugarcoating in this episode. Your insecurities are defining you. Your insecurities are fully defining you because you are letting that happen. If you are letting your insecurities hold you back from that business you want to start, from the relationship, from the friendship, from going out and saying yes more in the world, how do you think other people are seeing you if you are already seeing yourself like that, right? So I'm here to be a little bit stern with you in this episode and teach you how you're going to make sure that by the end of this, you are transforming your mind so that you're not letting your insecurities define you and you're taking back that control. Because right now, girl, they're defining you. They're defining you. And we've all had those moments. And I'm going to talk about some of my stories that I've had in this episode today of how I've let my insecurities really define me in the past and in all aspects of my life, you know, not just as a content creator, which I am now, but also in my personal life, in my professional life, in school, like so many times. And it's time to take back that control and realize that we are actually more powerful than that. So get comfy, get into this. I have a little beverage here, just a ginger beer. I'm obsessed with these lately. Also, if you're not watching on YouTube, you should definitely come hang out. Of course, if you're driving or anything like that and just tuning in on the audio, love my audio listeners. But if you want to come hang out, watch on YouTube, because we do post the video versions of these episodes on the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel. So first, let's bring it back a little bit. Let's actually define what an insecurity even is. According to Google, okay, an insecurity is a feeling of inadequacy and lack of confidence that can cause people to doubt their abilities and relationships. It can manifest as a belief that one is a failure and can lead to constant self-doubt about appearance, abilities, and worthiness. Insecurity can be general or specific, and common areas of insecurity include work, performance, appearance, sexual performance, and personality. It can stem from childhood traumas, social pressures, or trauma. And in the past, we did a full episode on how a lot of your insecurities are actually almost like projected on you as a kid. I feel like we didn't know we should be insecure about certain things, like about our appearance, until someone pointed it out, or we were looking at a show or in the media and seeing like, wait, this is different about me that not everyone has. And that's when these insecurities kind of manifested within us. And it's been a lot of like the projection of society onto us, or, you know, people's opinions, but also that comparison. That's what really, I think, brings a lot of these insecurities up within us. So it's really that feeling of uncertainty, which leads to that lack of confidence, and overall starts to define how you view yourself worthy in all aspects of life. And that really comes from that comparison or unmet expectations that we even project on ourselves, of thinking, you know, I'm not meeting this criteria. And a lot of that can be external, but also internal. And I think the internal sometimes can really get to us. Like, I know for myself, I put so much pressure on myself in terms of my work ethic. And we do this as women a lot, like putting that pressure on ourselves in terms of our appearance and comparison, where it's not even someone else. You know, the world may look at us as like the most smart and beautiful people, but us ourselves are not viewing ourselves that way. And that can really start to affect how we move in life, how we work, our relationships, because if we don't have that internal confidence, then it's really hindering and holding us back in a lot of ways in life. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online, with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day to day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business, to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand. When you pick up the product, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin into healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible, and from one acne-prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our four-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me. Whole $20 off, you can get the full four-piece set. So really, your insecurities, you might think they're a part of you. You know, you might think that your insecurities define you, and they do define you unless you take back that control. And you can either take those insecurities, acknowledge them, and use them to help you grow, or you can let them trap you into this box that you formed for yourself and thinking that your insecurities fully define you, unless you take back that control and grow within them. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode today. So basically, we start to believe these lies about ourselves, or really just start to over-exaggerate these things in our minds. Like, for example, I've talked a lot about on this podcast how I've really struggled with hormonal and cystic acne, and it really started to affect me in terms of my worth. I thought that people would perceive me as unprofessional. It would be really, really tough for me in the dating world, because people wouldn't see my worth and think I'm unhygienic or not beautiful enough because of my skin. And I always thought, you know, I'll be worthy when my skin clears. I'll be happy when my skin clears. The key word there is when. And let me call you out right here. If you are sitting there thinking, I will start posting content when my skin is clear. I will start working on my dream when I lose 10 pounds. I will work towards my goals when I feel smarter, when I have more money, when I have more time, when I have less stress. When. Do we see that keyword there? When? That is really, really holding you back in life, because honestly, there is no better time than the present. The present, which it's a gift. The gift right now is today, because the past is done. We can't go back. We can't do anything about it. And the future is not in our hands. But the present is truly the gift that you have of today to take action. And I think so many of us use that word when or if, or put ourselves in these boxes that are holding ourselves back from achieving our dreams or taking that next step or doing something we really want to do in life. You know, if you want to take the trip, or if you want to go back to school, start the business, ask the person out, go with your friends, and you're putting that when in there because you don't think you're good enough now. I'm sorry to break it to you, but there's no better time than the present right now to start, because you'll never feel ready. You'll never feel perfect, because us as humans, we're always going to find the next thing to nitpick about ourselves. And I think, you know, I see a lot of people come online to me as a content creator and say, Lavinia, I want to start posting content online, but when my skin is clear, I'm going to start posting. I'm going to start posting content online when I lose 10 pounds and I'm skinnier. I'm going to start posting content online when I have a better camera set up, or when I feel better in my speech, or feel like I have something important to say. When is that going to be? You know, like, start now and you'll improve with time. But if you never start now, your skin might clear up and you're going to find the next thing that you're going to pick about yourself to not start. You might lose the 10 pounds and then you're going to think, oh, but now I'm not this enough. And it's always going to be one thing after another that you're going to find about yourself that's not enough to start the thing you want to start. So it's really up to you at this point, right? And we have to make that decision. And I really want this episode to be valuable to you guys, where it creates that switch in your head of making that step, you know, because you deserve to make that step. You deserve it so, so much to believe in yourself and see yourself for all the worth that you truly have, you know, and not let those insecurities cloud your judgment on your identity. Because when we always tie our identity to performance, approval, appearance, that's when things start to get a little, you know, and not saying they're not part of who you are, but I've really struggled with this because growing up, I really, really, really seeked academic validation. Any other firstborn immigrant daughters out there who completely centered their worth and identity in academics, how are we doing now in our 20s? How are we doing? Because after I finished uni and during like high school and uni, I was so attached to my grades. I viewed my numbers as my pure identity. And if I wasn't scoring high 90s on a test, it was directly correlated to how I view my identity. And now, being out of school and being self-employed, I've seen that translate fully into my numbers on social media, my numbers in my work. And it's been really, really toxic because, for example, let me be fully real and transparent with you guys. This podcast, numbers-wise, not doing it how I'd want it to, or not doing to the, you know, standard I've already set in my mind. But I have to bring myself back to, what is the true purpose of Loud Talk? I created this podcast to be an open space for us to get loud about these conversations, to empower not only myself, but other people. If I can help one person, that was my goal. So why am I now focusing on these numbers and letting the numbers define my worth as a speaker, as a creator, as someone with thoughts that I think are valuable and have helped me and I want to share with people? But I'm letting those numbers define the quality of my work when I put a lot of work into this podcast, you know? But I'm tying that to the performance in numbers and to the approval of other strangers online and getting like X amount of views to be approved in my mind to be like, okay, that podcast episode was a success, you know? And that's where things get a little bit tricky, or comparing myself to maybe the appearance of my podcast, the quality, and comparing it to other people who might have bigger budgets, bigger audiences. And it gets in this really, really toxic cycle. And that's just, you know, an example with this podcast, but we all have had those moments in our life. Like, for sure. Try to pinpoint those moments in your life where you have felt that your identity has been fully tied to your appearance, your performance, or approval from the outside, or that approval that you place on yourselves, right? Like, a lot of us are really hard on ourselves, right? And it's good in a lot of senses. I think my standards that I've set for myself have gotten me to where I am. You know, I'm a hard worker. I've achieved a lot by the age of 24. I don't deny that. But I also identify where that has caused a lot of pressure and insecurity in myself, because I am constantly chasing those things that I think fully define me, when my identity as a whole is so much bigger than a grade on a test, number of views on a video, a paycheck, like the look of my skin, my weight. Like, that, yes, is a fraction of who I am, but you can't let that one insecurity or that one thing define you as a full person. And I actually did a full podcast episode on academic validation. If you're like, Lavinia, that really hit with me on the academic validation, you can go check out that episode. I did it with my friend Nicole. We both did an engineering degree, and there was a lot there that we had to kind of work through. It ended up being a pretty long episode, but there's a lot to like of trauma that comes around like academic validation, especially coming from like a STEM degree. So if you're interested in that, definitely go check out that episode, because we have talked a lot about of like these different topics more in a niche setting. And now I want to do like a more overview on insecurity in general and how to take back that control in today's episode. So now that maybe you've kind of identified that insecurity that might be tying your worth, your whole worth, to that, I want you to think about any times in your life where you have let that fear of not being enough stop you from fulfilling your purpose. Okay, let me say that again. Like, think about it for a second. When has been a time in your life that fear of not being enough has stopped you from fulfilling your purpose? Okay, if you deep down in your heart feel like you have something to say in the world or something that is your purpose, and you're holding yourself back because of an insecurity, right? Imagine if I always told myself, I'm going to start posting content online when my skin is clear. I would have never posted. I would have never posted because my acne is an internal inflammatory issue. Or if I told myself, I'm going to start posting online when I have the perfect setup. Girl, I had no money for that, and I still don't have the perfect setup. Yes, I've upgraded some of my equipment, but if I just always waited for that perfect time, you know, I recently launched a business 2 months ago, and every single day has been such a struggle of me feeling not enough or like I don't know enough. And everyone I talk to is like, girl, I am 5 years, 10 years into the business, and I still feel that imposter syndrome. If I had waited till I felt fully ready to launch a business, I don't think that business would have ever launched. Instead, I had to just, you know, obviously I made it as perfect as I could with what I knew, put it out there, and now I'm just working every day to try and make it better. But is there fear in that? Yeah, because there's a lot that I feel like I don't know, or I'm not perfect enough at, or I'm not enough of that like entrepreneurial mindset, or I don't know the finances as well, or, you know, I don't like know the tech side or the SEO as well, but I have this deep passion for the brand, the beauty space, and making a change in the beauty industry that I felt like my brand needed to be out there. And if you always wait, like, opportunities go by. They don't wait around forever. You know, you got to hop on the train. And my mom always makes this analogy, which I absolutely love. Get on the train. It might not be your perfect train. You can always get off. You can always get off and get on another train. But if you just stand there on the platform, letting train and train and train opportunity pass by, pass by, pass by, you're going to be on that same platform, you know, while other people are on the train already. And sometimes it takes getting on a few wrong trains to find your right train. I'm not saying, you know, if a train comes along and it's like painted like danger, do not enter, like, it's not your train. Obviously, we have some of that gut feeling of like what we should and shouldn't do. But sometimes we're missing out on opportunity just because we're scared. And I always say this, I always live by, I'm going to fear regret more than I fear judgment. I want to fear regret of losing out on my dreams or not taking an opportunity way more than I want to fear judgment from other people, insecurity within myself, feeling like I'm not ready enough. Like, how sad would it be looking back saying, yeah, I didn't even try to achieve any of my goals because I was scared. Because I was scared of the judgment I had placed on myself or from others. Like, that is such a daunting feeling to me that I'm always going to fear regret way more than I fear judgment. And we did a full episode on that as well. Like, obviously, these are a lot of themes that we talk about here on Loud Talk. But when we use our insecurity as that excuse to withdraw and withhold ourselves to avoid growth, we're doing it because we're scared and we want to stay in our safe bubble, and that's okay. And I think there's so many aspects of us, like, as people, you know, we so complex, where we have our masculine side, our feminine side, our more angry side, our more emotional side. And I went to a talk recently, and something that really stood out to me is that your imposter syndrome is just trying to protect you. And that's okay. It's okay to feel imposter syndrome because it's literally there to protect you from the unknown and protect you from the fear of failing. It's okay. It's okay to be there. But how do we overcome that or use it to our advantage of recognizing those things, but not letting that fear completely hold us back because we're staying in our bubble because we're scared and we want to stay in our comfort, right? That's why it's called your comfort zone, because it's comfortable. You know, it's cozy, it's warm, you're familiar with it, there's nothing new, but you're not going to grow if you're always staying in your comfort zone, right? Like, think about when you were in school, right? And like first grade, right? You're like learning math. You're like, what is going on? By the end of the year, you know this stuff, right? Like, you're like adding, subtracting. I don't know what you do in first grade math, but you know, I can't remember exactly. But then you move on to grade two. Now you're multiplying. You're like, oh, no. I want to go back to first grade when it was just subtraction, addition, when things were nice and easy and I remembered. But like, are you going to do first grade math for all next 12 years of school? No, because yeah, it's comfortable. Aren't you going to get a little bored after a while? Aren't you going to feel like, okay, what's the purpose of this? Like, when you stay in that comfort for too long, yes, it's comfortable and you know how to do it, but is it stimulating you? Is it growing you in any way? No. And unfortunately, the only way to grow is to be tested, to be trialed, and to go through hard things and really challenge yourself. And that's how you grow. And once you get like comfortable in that, it's like move on to the next and next. And sometimes like it can be like, all right, can I just like sit in a comfort zone for like a little bit? I need a little bit of time here. But I think that's the part of life is you can't let yourself get too comfortable because you have to keep growing with it. And sometimes we really let our insecurities hold us back in that because we're afraid of that judgment. Now, I want to introduce some Bible verses into this just to kind of connect to life. And maybe this will like kind of help some of you guys. Obviously, not everyone out there is a believer, and that's okay. I think we can all take it as like life lessons. So I ask everyone to like kind of have an open mind. But I really love these few verses from Exodus chapter 5, basically talking about when Moses was insecure about his speech. And I think this actually relates to a lot of us that are like holding ourselves back because we don't feel like we're qualified enough or we don't feel like we're ready enough to say something or, you know, take action. So in Exodus 5 verse 10, it says, "But Moses pleaded with the Lord, 'Oh Lord, I'm not very good with words. I have never been and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled.'" How many of us have been there where we feel like we're not good speakers? Even me on this podcast, like I have a podcast and if you guys saw the raw edit of this, like I'm always messing up my words and I'm always like, what, where was I going with that point? You know, it happens. But then in response to that, the Lord asked Moses, "Who makes a person's mouth and who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? It is I, the Lord. Now go. I will be with you as you speak and I will instruct you in what to say." I thought that was so powerful because again, Moses could have like totally let his insecurity take over and not feeling like he has like what it takes to speak on this. And he would have ultimately refused God's call in that moment. I thought that was so cool to see that played out where it's like you have the power in you. And sometimes we let our insecurities define who we are when we really just have to remember like, wait, no, I am much more than this one insecurity. Because in that moment, he could have said, "No, my speech literally defines who I am as an entire person," which when we put it that way, it feels a little silly, right? Like when we take it out of context that way, when we zoom out and we're like, oh, okay, like even with me with school, it's like, all right, my grade on that one math test does not define my whole life from birth to adulthood. But like, it feels like that in those moments, right? When we are putting all that pressure on ourselves. If you're a believer and you're ever finding yourself in these moments of using your insecurity to define your identity, I want you to remember this verse. It's Psalm 139:14. It is, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And I think that's a really important, just like short and sweet, right? But it says exactly what it needs to say of that you're wonderfully made and you're not just like this one thing that defines you, right? Like you're so much more than that. I've thought a lot about these past few days, how a lot of times our weaknesses are actually our calling in a weird way. It's from an article here that I read and it says, "God calls you not because you're capable of fulfilling the call, but because he is capable of fulfilling the call through you." And sometimes it's those exact moments when we feel like we're scared to do something or we have that like thing placed in our heart that's really, really pulling at us that we should be doing. It might actually be what you need to be seeking after and going after full force. I remember I had someone DM me, I think it was last year, and they told me that it was because of my content that made them feel better in their skin that they actually applied to school. And that really hit me so hard because it's like, wow, I'm so happy that my videos and my content is helping people. But at the end of the day, like it really goes to show that people are really, really held back in life because of their insecurities. And in something that doesn't even define like how good you are in school is not defined by how your skin looks, you know, but we let that take over. So I really, really wanted that to be like the key message of today's episode. So I want you to identify that one insecurity that you feel like is holding you back the most, that you feel like you always tell yourself, when this is gone or when I deal with this, I'll be able to take those next steps and go after my goals. Whether that's like literally saying yes to plans with friends, going on the date, taking the job, starting the business, posting online, whatever that is for you, identify the insecurity holding you back and also what it's holding you back from. And try to frame it, like write it down and try to actually frame it in the way of like, wow, I'm letting this one little thing hold me back from the potential. Like literally make a list, okay? Make a list of everything that would happen and all the goals you could achieve if you just went after your calling and your passions. And then on the other side, write down the one insecurity that's holding you back and look at that list, right? One insecurity holding you back versus all the potential that could be there. In my case, if I had done that, it would be, you know, as a creator, if I had said, I'm going to wait till my acne clears to become a content creator, it would have been acne on one side. And on the other side, it would have been amazing opportunities working with my favorite brands out there, PR, building an insane community of the most supportive people and really connecting with other people to just make a change in the beauty industry, having the freedom of a job that I love and can do on my own time, like a huge list that's opened up now to me owning a brand, having this podcast. Like I would have given up on so much potential because of one insecurity that was holding me back. Like imagine that. I want you to physically write down on one side the insecurity and all the potential things that you were giving up on because you're letting that insecurity hold you back. And let's see if that flips the switch, because that would scare me. Like that would scare me into that fear of regret over that fear of judgment and embarrassment for sure. You can even share that insecurity with a friend, you know, actually voice it out. And sometimes when we voice out our insecurity, they start to sound a lot smaller than we made them in our heads, because we make them a lot bigger in our heads and we voice it out. We're like, oh, it wasn't as big as I was making it. So whether you want to DM me that, DM the Loud Talk with Lavi podcast that, a trusted friend, family member, whatever, sometimes voicing it out or even making a video and watching it back can really help. Like, trust me, that can really help. That helped me a lot in like voicing things out on camera and then watching it back and being like, I was making that a lot more serious than it had to be. And then, yeah, just remember that that insecurity loses power the more you live from your true identity, not the approval that you've created on yourself, not the approval of others and all of that that you've kind of created that judgment for in your head. So take that power back. Take that power back over that insecurity. Don't let that insecurity take the power and like slowly drain that insecurity of its power. Oh, I remembered what I wanted. The final note that I want to end this podcast off. I was like, what was it? There was something on my mind. And this is what happens when I like kind of wing these conversations, because I do want to just like speak from the heart. But let me get into this, because this is really, really good. Your thoughts are just thoughts. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that, you know, like the anxiety, the fear in our head, it's just thoughts. And if we can take back that control, wow, like action, right? Over those thoughts, because they're just thoughts. And if you let them be just thoughts, if you tell yourself like that insecurity I have about myself is just a thought of anxiety in my head, it's literally just that, try to reframe it, because I think that like really, really helped me. In Matthew 5 verse 14, it says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And I literally wrote down, I feel like my purpose with social media is to bring light into people's lives, because I'm out here, you know, sharing the things I'm insecure about. And I felt that so deeply in my heart. But if I let my insecurity of my acne or how my skin looked or just any insecurity hold me back, I wouldn't be fulfilling that purpose. And like, you are a light. Don't let that light be covered up by the shade of your insecurity, because that does not define you. That light underneath is what defines you. And if you just let it shine, oh, you're going to be unstoppable. The things you can do, it's going to be so, so good. So thank you for joining me in today's episode of Loud Talk with Lavi, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed. Thank you for getting loud with me. And hopefully this episode, you know, spoke to you in more ways than another. And let me know what you thought. You can DM me over on Instagram or put it down below in the YouTube comments. I would love to know what you thought about this episode and what you want to hear from me next on Loud Talk with Lavi, as well as what guests you'd want me to have on, because we do guest episodes every other week and then solo episodes, which I just like get really passionate about. Today I was like really, really passionate about this topic, so I'm very happy I sat down and recorded it, and hopefully you guys enjoy as well. But I love you. Remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Remember that you are empowered to create your own beauty standards. Focus on progress over perfection. And yeah, I love you. And you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.